New Orleanians have always loved their food, but many are eating out much more these days. So many homes are in various states of repair, and so many people are looking for more than mere nutrition. The restaurants are where they catch up with old friends and feast on treats they missed when they fled the city. Gumbo, beignets, and crawfish etouffee. Everyone we've met has said they've gained a few pounds, and I must admit I've been eating early and often myself. This morning I had a southern-style breakfast at Little Dizzy's Cafe on Esplanade and Robertson.
Old medium hash browns and catfish. All right, scramble, grits and catfish. Coming at you, getting it out the skillet, here?
My name is Wayne Bakke Sr. And I'm the owner of Little Dizzy's Cafe and proud to be a New Orleanian and proud to be back. The minute I opened the doors, I was busy. And it just grew and grew and grew, and now it's just, you know, today is a test because the holiday is over and we're still rocking and rolling. So, you know, we're really doing well.
Is food represent a kind of therapy for people right now?
Oh, I think so. I think so. People are coming back. They've been out of town a long time. And I think as people come back to rebuild, make decisions about what they're going to do in New Orleans, they're stopping by our restaurant and loving it. It's like a family reunion. Every day somebody comes in and say, I'm back. I have a table over there right now, Lewis, right there. You understand? Been a customer, him and his family, for years and years. You just getting back? Yesterday. You just got back yesterday.
Yeah, I just got back yesterday.
So it sounds like this is one of your first stops now that you're back.
Second. I went to my sister-in-law's last night for dinner, and this is the second stop for breakfast. There's no food anywhere else probably in the world like in New Orleans. We know how to make it taste better than everybody else. That's all there is to it. Obviously, there's only a few things you could do with bacon and eggs, but it just seems to taste better here in New Orleans than anywhere else.
Louis Solney enjoying breakfast at Wayne Bakke's restaurant, Little Dizzy's Cafe, in New Orleans.
Wayne, tell him to crack me some more eggs, baby.